The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, as always. I'm watching a little bit of the Open Championships right now. And yes, Rory McIlroy is still on top of that leaderboard. Been pretty interesting, too, because the guy has just come out and dominated the field. Very impressive. Haven't seen this guy play this well in a long, long time. Good to see it. Maybe, finally, the guy's over everything with Caroline Wozniacki, as they are no longer together, and now he's playing better golf, maybe, and his head is clear and whatnot. But very impressive how Rory McIlroy has just come out and dominated this field. Very impressive. The Open Championships is weird, too, because it's on at such a weird hour. You can start watching this stuff at 2 in the morning, at least my time. You can watch it at 2 in the morning. But a lot of things happening in the sports world. Still reaction from LeBron James going to Cleveland, and a lot could still happen there. Kevin Love, who knows? I'm sure it's going to happen. So much to talk about. I'll have Jeff Rich on the other side, as well as Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. I'm getting warmed up, getting loose, a ton of things to talk about, like I said, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons of things going on, like I said, in the sports world right now. We have the Open Championship and Rory McIlroy with a 3-shot lead over Sergio Garcia. So we'll see how that goes throughout the show, but a lot of things happening as always, and each and every week we take time out during this segment to talk to Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. First, let's welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, Andy?
Can't complain. You know, another day in paradise for us, just a little bit hot. Mary, how are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Andy. Good morning. Great. I hear it's a lot a bit hot out. It's hotter this week.
Yeah, you know, we're getting into it right now. It's going to be pretty tough this week, I got to say. It looks like middle of the week we're going to be 111, maybe even a little bit more. So, yeah, this is going to be one of those weeks where we're not so happy that we live here, but at the end of the day, I am pretty happy I live here. So, it's all good. I guess it's just part of the deal, and by now I'm pretty used to it, Mary, to be honest with you. So, it is what it is, and we enjoy it even when it's 100 and crispy out there.
I can imagine.
Yeah, not too bad. Hey, we talk to you each and every week. Obviously, you're from TixForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. First, talk to us and tell us about your mission with Tix for Cause, Mary.
Oh, Andy, our mission at Tix for Cause is to really make every entertainment purchase matter for charity. What we always say is that TicksForCause.com is the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket website out there that lets you guys, anybody, any purchaser, anybody interested in tickets, they can get access to all the tickets you're looking for to events all around the country. And we let your purchase benefit a charity at the same time, and it's all on our dime. We share 50% of what we make on that purchase with the charity you choose. So again, our mission is to really make every entertainment purchase out there matter for charity.
And make a difference in people's lives. And obviously, you can choose whichever charity you like. And if you do not, if there is a charity that you know you don't see on there, you can bring that on board as well. Right, Mary?
Absolutely. Contact us, call us. Our information is on the website. It's free for charities to join. We'll get them on board. We'll help them with marketing materials, anything they need to help get the word out. And again, you know, the other unique thing about our site is you can, you know, you can buy the tickets, but you can also donate tickets. So let's just say you've got tickets to a game or you got tickets to a concert. We've had JC and Beyonce tickets come on this week, Billy Joel tickets come on, baseball tickets in 4 of the major metropolitan areas across the country. Because these people, something came up, life gets in the way. When those tickets sell, 90% of that purchase price goes to the charity that that donor chose. And then that donor also gets a tax acknowledgement on behalf of that charity saying, thank you very much for that donation. So it really is, I know this is a trite expression, but it really is a win-win-win for everybody involved.
And you know what else you do that I think is a really special touch is you do reach out to people. You write them letters, you thank them for their purchases and whatnot, and I'll tell you what, that is going way above and beyond the call of duty, Mary.
Well, it's a passion that we have here. Every single person involved with our company is so deeply passionate about what we do, and I appreciate you recognizing that, Andy. And really, it really speaks so highly of the team that we have here. I'm so proud of everybody who helps us do what we do.
Yeah, I was really impressed myself, and that's why I wanted to bring it out there as well. Because when we purchased tickets through TicksForCause.com, we received a letter and everything, and it was absolutely just a very, very nice touch by you guys. Let's get into the charity that we are featuring this week, and it is the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Can you explain that a little bit to people? And obviously, it's helping people that are hungry. We all know that. But get in depth and in detail a little bit more about it, Mary.
I sure will. Andy, the Greater Chicago Food Depository, they have an immediate goal, like you say, of feeding the hungry, and they have long-term goals as far as getting programs in place to be able to bring an end to this cycle of hunger. But why I wanted to feature it so much right now is to just talk about the impact of hunger in the summer and the magnitude that this has for children, kids who are no longer in school, who would at least when they were in school be able to receive breakfast and a free lunch. But now with school being out, those kids are going hungry. And where do those kids go? It becomes a greater and greater strain on their parents or the people who are taking care of them, who may have minimum wage jobs, that so much of the budget now has to go towards feeding these kids, and the money's not there. And this organization recognizes that, and they recognize the fact that this is a huge problem, not only in Chicago. This organization, why I picked it, is really demonstrates the problem that's all over the country. So I really wanted people to understand that this problem is there. This organization is out bringing meals to kids where the kids are. They've got sites set up all over the city. They have mobile buses that bring food to the kids, whether it's on the playground. And it's an important thing, I think, that people fail to realize. We're in the summer having fun, but this huge problem becomes even bigger.
Absolutely. That is the voice of Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Joins us each and every week. We talk about their mission and then obviously a charity that we feature each and every week. Jeff, go ahead, throw something at Mary.
Andy, you mentioned the mission, and the Greater Chicago Food Depository has a very clear mission of one. With the average transaction for Ticks for Cause in mine being about $26 per transaction, could you get a little bit into how Ticks for Cause helps the Greater Chicago Food Depository with their mission of one?
Well, absolutely. Jeff, what we do is, again, just think about it like this. For people who come on and just do one transaction, you make one donation, you take that money that comes in, and again, they use us for both purchases, direct purchases off the exchange, as well as donation. That money comes in to help supplant that goal, and that goal is literally, it's one mission to fight hunger, $1, one meal, one person at a time until the day that no one goes hungry. So you take the number of times where people can come in and transact on our site, times 26. There's a lot of $1 going into this mission to feed. And as I said earlier, this is just representative of one organization trying to fight hunger. Hunger is a problem all over the country. Anyone out there working or volunteering for an organization, we welcome them to come on site. We'll help them raise funds so that, again, it's just $1 times how many transactions to help their mission.
Very good, Mary. Really, really awesome stuff as always. I know you're a sports fan. Have you been watching any of the Open Championship, the golf that's been happening this weekend?
We're glued to it. I absolutely love watching the British Open. I actually like the early hours to be able to get up and quick see who's doing what. And it's been great this morning to watch Rory and Sergio go at it. So I really like Rory. I agree with what you were saying earlier. It's just great to see him play so well, and I just hope he can. I hope he can pull it out today. It'd be great to see him get that third leg in the Grand Slam quest.
Not only that, and his dad and his two buddies would make a ton of money. They bet on him when he was 15 years old that he would win by the age of 26. And looks like he'll get it done if he can hang on here. But nothing is done and nothing is over. But I do hear the music, so that means we got to get the heck out of Dodge for this segment. Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us each and every week here on the program.
You guys are the best. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Sounds super. That is Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, truly the website with a heart. Go check them out. Any event, whether it's food, dining, concerts, music venues, you name it, they totally have you covered. Sports, obviously, and it is obviously the place to buy your tickets. So ticksforcause.com, and that is Mary Nemitz, the CEO and founder of the company that joins us each and every week. Keep it close. We're getting warmed up. Going to get into some sports on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Good morning, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Check out the website. Again, any event, they totally have you covered. And what you do is you pick out a charity to donate to. Up to 90% of what you do will go to a charity and benefit that. Again, it is just a beautiful thing. I've used the site. Jeff has used the site. So we're not only talking about it, but we're pretty proactive in this thing as well. So ticksforcause.com, check them out. Great website. and a great way to donate to a cause of your choice. Jeff, a lot of things going on in the sports world. Are you a big golf guy or no?
You know, I've really started to get into it. I think that I've hit that point in life where you said you were hitting the back end of your 30s and you're just ready to sit down and watch golf. I think that the more you play, the more you appreciate what these guys can truly do on the golf course. I love the British year in and year out too. So it's I'm kind of one of those. I guess you'd still define me as a casual golf fan because I'm more about the majors and maybe the Players Championship than anything else. But it's still pretty entertaining for me to watch, especially with these, especially with Tiger kind of being phased out and the youth movement taking over. It's exciting times. I like Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler and a few of the other guys that are aren't new to the scene, but are certainly new to the dominant level that they've been playing at.
Yeah, I mean, look, Rory got it going, a few years ago. Had a couple of years where he was struggling, and there were a lot of things going on in his life outside of golf, to be honest with you. And that had to do more with Caroline Wozniacki and whatnot and the troubles that they were having. The relationship wasn't going as smooth as they thought it was, everybody pretty much that way. So Rory McIlroy, and I also think there was some stuff going on with his equipment, new stuff. So it's taken him a while to kind of get into, being able to play the way he's playing again and have the confidence. I mean, like anything, in every sport, you got to be confident in what you're doing. I think his confidence was shaken. Obviously, like Tiger Woods, his confidence has been shaken. Things have happened to his body. Things have happened in his career. So there are reasons why guys don't perform at a peak level. But when Rory McIlroy is comfortable in his skin, is comfortable with his equipment, is comfortable with his surroundings, obviously playing very close to being home there, he's going out and he's playing a heck of four rounds of golf, just dominating this field for the most part. Just made a birdie to get himself back into a four-shot lead. So I've been very impressed with the way that Rory has come out, especially with all the things that have happened to him over the past few years. Like I said, whether it's equipment, whether it's the Caroline Wozniacki situation, this guy looks like he's got it together now, Jeff.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. And you know what? You nailed it with the four rounds of golf. This is one of those games where you really can't fake it. You can go out like Shane Lowry did today. He's in the clubhouse. He was 700 today. But you got to be able to sustain it over a 4-day period. And that's what makes golf so special, is that when you win a tournament, you truly win that tournament because you outplayed the entire field for 4 days. And I think that Rory McIlroy is here to stay. I know that he's had the personal problems, the equipment problems over the years, but I think that he's demonstrated this weekend that that he's probably the man in golf right now. Would you disagree?
I mean, look, it's about the young guns right now when you think about it. Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, some of the guys that are starting to step up are the younger breed, and it's cool to see, to be honest with you. I get bored of seeing Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods and all these guys just continuously being atop that leaderboard. It's kind of refreshing to see some new names and the young guns, so I'm all about it, to be honest with you, Jeff. I don't have any problem with it, and I think it's good for the game. A lot of people think it's only good when Tiger's playing and when he's in the hunt. I totally disagree. Do I want to see Tiger in the hunt? Absolutely, because I think the guy has been so great for golf. He made it cool for little kids to go out there and play. He made it cool for minorities to go out there and play. Let's be honest about it. I mean, he made the game cool in general. So I think that my heart would like to see Tiger play and be in the running, but at the same time, it's kind of cool seeing McIlroy, Garcia, Fowler, Carlson. Those are names that they flirt with the leaderboard, obviously, and Garcia, we all know the problems that he's had. He's played in over 60 majors and hasn't won one yet, but he's been in the hunt a few different times. I mean, he's a guy that I'm pulling for in a little bit of a weird way, and Ricky Fowler, I like the kid. I'll be honest with you. I think He's got a lot of game. So it's fun to watch these guys play. And, you know, I think you said something earlier in the conversation that hit the nail right on the head too, is, you know, I'm a avid golfer myself, and I'm a low handicap. I'm a single-digit handicap guy. So I do really appreciate what these guys do, the way that they're able to work the ball, some of the escape ability that they have, the shot-making ability that they have. It truly is unbelievable. I got a question for you on somewhat of the same line. It's a debate that I've had with my brother for years, to be honest with you, and nobody's seeming to win it. Golf and tennis are games that I love dearly, but we seem to have a disagreement on what we think is tougher. Do you think it's tougher to win a golf tournament, or do you think it's tougher to win a tennis tournament, or are they just too hard to compare, Jeff?
Oh, I think it's much tougher to win a tennis tournament. I mean, you just look at the shelf life of some of these players, and you know, one of the things I was getting ready to ask you is if you think that Tiger Woods has reached Michael Jordan on the Wizards level, you know, where that age for golf is just a little bit higher. You can sustain, you know, not everybody does it, but you can sustain a golf career well into your 30s. 30 seems to be that cutoff line for tennis. You know, we see these guys that, you know, I think that Roger Federer is the exception in tennis, but most of these guys turn into pumpkins at 30. So I think the tennis, the athleticism that it requires, you know, the way that the way that these guys are built. I mean, I think that today's tennis player is much better than they were 30 years ago. In golf, I don't know. I think that there's Jack, there's Tiger, and then there's a lot of good players in between, but. I think that winning a golf tournament is just about, is all mental, whereas, I think tennis is a little more athletic and thus a little more difficult. What's your take on that?
I mean, it's a tough one, to be honest with you. Well, the way I look at it is when you think about golf, there are four rounds of golf that you have to put together, obviously, and play really well. And it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday type event, but you also realize that there are a ton of first time winners on the PGA Tour week in and week out. So yeah, we have Tiger, who's won a ton of majors like you're talking about, and tournaments just in general, and Phil, who's won his handful and his share of tournaments as well, but they play so many events that week in and week out there are numerous first-time winners throughout the year when you're talking about a golf tournament. When you talk about a tennis tournament, it's those same four guys that continue to get to the semis and the finals and go on and win tournaments, whether they're Grand Slams or whether they're just, you know, ATP events and whatnot. So I think that the human body wasn't meant for either one of these things to do over and over. I'll be honest with you. A golf swing is plenty taxing and tough on the back and whatnot, as we've seen what it's done, the wear and tear on Tiger's body. And the same can be said about a tennis match or going out there and playing tennis. I think that these two sports are so physical now, and we don't really understand and realize how tough and how strong, how in good shape you have to be to play both of these games at a very, very high level. I respect the golf player ultimately, to be honest with you. I think it's great. I mean, again, I admire them because they're doing things that I just can't do. But I would have to say that no matter what, I feel a tennis tournament is much more taxing on your body to go through, Wimbledon or the U.S. Open and Australian Open, French Open, to go 2 weeks of playing tennis at a very, very high level where you could be out there for 2 hours or 10 hours or have to play for, 70 games or whatever it is, like John Isner did a few years ago. I absolutely think it's much more difficult to win a tennis tournament than it is a golf tournament. But again, the opinions are different from anybody. And again, if you have an opinion about it, golf or tennis, which one's tougher? We'd love to hear it. 1-800-878-7529. That's my take on it. I think they're both incredibly physically demanding in their own ways, Jeff, but ultimately a tennis tournament is more difficult to win at the end of the day, at least in my mind.
Now, I would say that it's tougher to close out in golf. I don't think that you're going to, you know, if you're up 5-1 in a on match point, that you're going to blow a tennis game. But you know, we've seen we've seen Norman and everybody else blow big leads in golf. So
yeah, no, it does happen. Vandeveld did it. You're right. I mean, Adam Scott's done it before. So yeah, you're right, 100%. I hear the music. We're up against a break. That means we're going to talk to John Poulter on the other side, our professor of sports. We'll get into some baseball with him. No hockey to really talk about. I mean, some things going on, but basically a lot of baseball with John Poulter. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour. Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Attention, active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me today, this hour. Maybe doing 2 hours, Jeff. I don't know exactly what's going on with Fred at this point. So you may be doing 2 hours. We'll keep you posted on that. But a ton of things to talk about in the sports world. Right now, the Open Championship going on. Rory McIlroy at 17 under, got it to 1 under just on his last putt. I think he's got a 3-shot lead right now. Sergio at 14 under, looking to keep charging.
hopefully this will go down to the wire, because that's kind of the way I like to watch sports, is to watch them be neck and neck and be tight. So we'll see what happens. But right now, McIlroy with a 3-shot lead, and we're going to hook up with John Poulter here right now. And I just want to throw this at both you guys. I don't know if you watch a lot of golf or not, but Rory McIlroy's father made a bet when Rory was 15 years old. And the bet was that he would win this championship by the age of 26. If he wins today, he will get it done for his father. And his father and his two buddies will cash in something like a little bit over almost $350,000, I believe. So that's a great vision by a father, to be honest with you. Jeff, John, either one of you guys, did you know about that? And what do you think? We'll start with John.
Well, good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff.
I
had heard of that. Quite frankly, I had forgotten it. I'm not a big golf fan, not one to watch a lot of golf on television, but certainly is an indication that here's a man that believes in his son, and I guess if he was 15 and he's now 25, that's perhaps the true definition of a long-term investment.
Absolutely. Jeff, did you know about the bet that Rory's father made?
Only when I woke up this morning and saw it on CBSSports.com. It's some clairvoyance there, but it's also a lot of confidence in your young man. I can certainly appreciate his father having that much confidence in him to win this bit. It's probably the biggest golf tournament in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is huge for him. Obviously, it means a lot. So we'll wind up seeing what happens. But again, if he can hold off a charging Sergio Garcia, who has been close times before. So we'll see how it all shakes down here in the on the back nine of the tournament. But right now, Rory McIlroy on pace to get it done and win his dad some cash along the way. John, we talk about baseball with you as well as some hockey, but they're not playing hockey right now, and there are things happening, but more things happening in baseball right now than hockey, obviously. And it's been a tough 3 weeks or so for my Milwaukee Brewers. To be honest with you, they did wind up getting a victory right before the All-Star game. Then they go into the All-Star break, and to be honest with you, LeCroy had a great showing for the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, very impressive. Obviously, the National League lost. We'll get your take on that, but just real quickly, we said it. I mean, it's going to be a race. That Central Division has really tightened up in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it has. I don't think it's a surprise that it's tightened up. I think it's a surprise that it's tightened up as quickly as it has. I think when we've talked about this before, I've kind of thought that by mid to late August, we'd see that as a tight race, and the Cardinals and perhaps the Pirates and perhaps the Reds all getting into the mix with the Brewers. I'm not surprised it's happened. I'm very surprised it's happened as quickly, given the way that Milwaukee was playing and the lead that they had built up. But it seems like every time right now that I look at the standings, I see that Milwaukee has lost 8 out of 10 and the Cardinals have won 6 or 7 or 8 out of 10. Everyone other than the Cubs is closing in that division, and A, that makes for a great race, but B, it also makes for some interesting baseball, because at the end of the season, a lot of those teams will be playing each other. So everybody will have a good shot head-to-head to get back into this.
Hey, before we get too into, obviously, the second half of the season and whatnot, I do want to get your take on the All-Star break, the whole festivities, the Home Run Derby and all that stuff. And obviously the game itself, the American League obviously gets it done, but your thoughts about the All-Star break and the game itself?
Well, I've written a precursor for everybody. I've written an article for morethanafan.net this week on the All-Star game and my memories of the All-Star game from previous years back in the late 60s and the 70s, when times were different and the game was totally different and meant an awful lot more, in my opinion. It's become a bit of a sideshow. It used to be that it was a three-day break and the All-Star Game was the event. Now it's a four-day break and the All-Star Game itself is just one of many events. I almost think in some respects that the Home Run Derby has sort of taken over the big ticket in terms of that particular week. It's become a very big TV item. I'm not so sure that it's baseball as we all love it as a traditional game. Maybe Major League Baseball felt they had to do something like this to attract new fans, younger fans. I'm not a big fan of it. It's nice to sit back and watch it, but you know, I keep wondering, is there any possibility that some of those balls that they use in that contest are juiced? Because boy, these guys are hitting huge home runs, and I know it's only batting practice fastballs that they're hitting, but boy, they seem to be launching those things, and I have to wonder if they are perhaps using a regular baseball or whether they're using something different. It would be very interesting to know, and we'll probably never get Major League Baseball to admit it one way or the other, but it's a question I'd love to see answered.
And that's an interesting question, to be honest with you. Jeff, your thoughts on the All-Star break itself?
Well, I think Yasiel Puig definitely prefers the regular baseballs, if that's the case, John. You know, bringing up the home run, I can remember watching some of the classics. I think it goes back to the 50s, maybe the 60s, where you'd just have an empty ballpark and you'd have two guys going one-on-one for 9 3-out innings. Do you recall those days, and did you almost prefer that type of a home run derby where it was one-on-one to the extravaganza that's become at the All-Star break?
Yeah, Jeff, I've only read about that. I didn't move to North America till 1967, and I believe that those tournaments, for lack of a better word, took place in the early 1960s. And yes, they did take place in empty ballparks. I never had the privilege of seeing those live, so you know, never really had a chance to form an opinion on them, certainly not a lifelong lasting opinion on them as a kid as I would have been in those days. But it's a much different tournament now, and quite frankly, I think it goes on too long. I think by the time they get through the third and fourth round, these guys are just so tired. We're just not seeing the best baseball. Maybe it's like the NCAA basketball tournament and the Stanley Cup playoffs and even the Major League Baseball postseason, that some of the best competition is in the first round of those events. Maybe the Home Run Derby is much the same.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, you know, when you're out there slugging at it for 30 swings, 40 swings, obviously you know, at a certain point you're going to get a little bit tired and you're not going to be able to perform at your best. And again, with the way the whole weekend is and whatnot, you know, guys are just kind of out there having a good time as well. And like you said, it's more of a show these days than meaning a lot. But with that being said, the winner of the contest does get home field advantage. So your thoughts, does it make a big difference that the American League will have home field advantage throughout the World Series?
Well, it's ironic because you haven't seen the column yet, but I discussed that in my More Than a Fan write this week as well. And I'm not so sure that it really is anything meaningful. It does leave baseball open to some credibility questions. And a classic example, a guy from the American League goes to the All-Star game. He's the best player on a bad team. He's a potential trade bait, gets a hit in the bottom of the ninth inning to win the game, gives the American League the home run, gives the American League home field advantage in the World Series, gets traded to the National League at the trade deadline or shortly thereafter, plays in the National League team for the World Series, and all of a sudden he's playing for a team that does not have home field advantage for something he did 2 months before in a meaningless game. Adds a little bit of question in my mind to the credibility of the whole thing. Maybe it should be for something, but whether home field in the World Series is the right answer, I'm not sure. I don't have a better answer, so maybe I shouldn't be complaining about it. But I don't think it's right, quite frankly. I think it's two totally different sports, and it's really not much difference than a coin toss.
Well, you know, John, if you remember the history, this goes back to the 2002 All-Star game where, you know, Bud Selig had the game in his own park up in Milwaukee. You know, all the National League pitchers are tired. The game gets called after, I believe, it's 11 innings. And, you know, one of the things that was, you know, that also kind of aligns with the time period was you're coming off the 2001 World Series where the Diamondbacks won with a walk-off in Phoenix, and then the 2002 World Series where the Angels win with a walk-off in Anaheim. So I think that it was just kind of a the timeliness of everything said, okay, well, you know, obviously the home field advantage means a lot, you know, 2001, 2002, and I'm not sure that we've had a Game 7 walk-off since 2002. So it's interesting. I think that it's definitely a big deal being the Cleveland Indians fan that I am, that they lost both the 1995 World Series and the 1997 World Series, 97 being a walk-off, on the road when they were the best team in baseball in 95. I think that they were sub-90 wins in 97, but I think it's a huge advantage. And, if it weren't for the fact that that home field advantage was just a rotating thing, that there was nothing really to determine it beforehand, I think it would be a bigger deal than it is.
Well, Jeff, I kind of have to disagree with you on that, I'm afraid. The All-Star game's an exhibition, and I really don't see anything wrong with an exhibition game ending in a tie. I mean, they do it in spring training. To me, the way to solve the World Series home field is very simple. The team that has the best record of the two during the regular season gets the extra home game. That's something that the team itself has earned the right to do. To me, it's just a fairer way of doing it. They do it in other sports that are not played at neutral sites. I don't really understand why baseball can't do that. Maybe it's tradition that it has to alternate in some way, shape, or form, but you could have a situation now where the National League won 10 straight All-Star games and therefore had 10 straight World Series home field advantages, and I don't think that's right either. So to me, it should go to the team in the regular season that has the best record. That's what they play for all year, is to have the best record, and there has to be some incentive and some reward for that. That's just my thought.
Look, I think that the bottom line is when they had that tie, it left a lot of people scratching their head, wondering what the heck is going on, and the only thing that you get a tie in is soccer. So they had to change the rule about the game where it couldn't end in a tie. I'm with you, John. You should win home field advantage based on your body of work, not just an All-Star game appearance, where I believe the same way as you do. It's a lot for show these days, and the game itself is less meaningful. Hey, real quickly, I want to touch on this. We don't really have much time, but just wanted to say that Jeff's Cleveland Indians have gotten themselves a little bit more into things and played a lot better over the last couple games. Real quickly, in about 10 seconds, John, your thoughts on Cleveland making that a race?
Well, they've won four in a row. The Tigers have lost four in a row. It's down to 4.5 games. I have a feeling that Cleveland is going to push them. I still think Detroit can win it, but I want to see that to be an interesting race as well.
Hey, I know we may not catch up with you next week, so it'll be a couple weeks. Have a good vacation, and we'll catch up in a couple weeks, John.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to a vacation. And next time I chat, we'll be in Prince Edward Island, Canada's smallest and most eastern province.
Pretty awesome. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. Jeff and I will be back to wrap this hour up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich along with me. Before we close it out, got to thank Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. She joins us each and every week. Go check out their website. Any ticket, movies, dining, sports, you name it, they totally got you covered. And it is truly the website with a heart. Every purchase you make makes a difference in people's lives, and why not do it on their website? You're going to go to those games anyway. You might as well purchase the tickets through them. TicksForCause.com. Also want to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking to us about baseball and things. And Jeff, that'll leave me with the last couple of minutes here for you. Cleveland gotten themselves back into things, playing some pretty good baseball the last few games, tightened it up with Detroit a little bit.
Hey, yeah, it's good times in Cleveland right now. Since LeBron James announced he was coming back, the Indians are 5-1, and you know, and they're knocking a game off the lead by taking the first three in this 4-game series in Detroit. Detroit showed that you could have a great team, but if you don't have a good bullpen, you're never going anywhere.
Yeah, how much do you think LeBron James has really done this, or is it just baseball, man, and it's a weird game, and there's really no rhyme or reason? They're just playing better baseball now.
Oh, they're just playing better baseball. I think that they needed the time off of the All-Star break to refresh the batteries and get going. Starting pitching has been fabulous, and they've gotten timely hits in this series so far.
Sounds good. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Hour number one. Can't believe it, man. It's already in the books here. We still got Rory McIlroy on top of the Open Championship there. Three-shot lead right now over Sergio Garcia. Ricky Fowler, 5 shots behind. And Garcia right now up for a big putt to see if he can keep 3 shots behind Rory McIlroy. But hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon, and he does make it. So that's good to see Sergio keeping it close. Only 3 shots behind here. Rory McIlroy, like I said, at the Open Championship. Keep it close, though. It is Dorf on Sports. One more hour to come. Thanks, Jeff Rich. Thanks, Mary Nemitz. And thanks, John Poulter, for this hour. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.